You're listening to Workipedia by Workforce Singapore, a podcast for all matters career-related. Whether it's job hunting tips or career development advice, we have the insights and answers for all your questions.
Hello and welcome to this podcast session on leveraging your networks and relationships for career success and growth. This is the follow-up session to building and creating networks and relationships. You have an established network. How can you leverage networks and relationships for career success and growth? My name is Samantha.
And I'm Shane.
We are co-founders of Growth Beans, a social enterprise that focuses on growth, well-being, and employability through self-discovery and coaching-infused programs. We focus on developing resilient, purposeful, and compassionate leaders. Whether you're looking to tap into your network for knowledge, opportunities, insights, connection, partnership, or more, the following are three things to always remember. Be honest, be curious, and be open. Shane, what makes it important to be honest? Why does sincerity and conviction matter?
In discussions and interactions with employers, besides work ethics, skills, and attitude of a person, what tends to leave an impression is how purpose-driven and sincere they are. You get a sense that they are doing what they do because they believe in it, they care enough about it, and they have the drive to see it through. They focus on the value they want to create and the change they want to see to make things better. When there is an alignment in the conviction of what an individual has and the beliefs and values of the people in their connection or the potential hirer, that is when magic can happen. For example, we conduct speed dating sessions between startup and SME employers from the tech industry, as well as participants from the Growth Beans Career Support Group. We have seen how some employers go the extra mile to support participants. When employers are impressed by the positive attitude and the conviction of a participant, but do not have an available role to offer, they have gone the extra mile to extend their network to the individual. And they are willing to recommend the individual to their contacts.
So in saying that, how exactly can someone show their honesty? Here are some ways. Number one, if you are seeking support from your network, do your due diligence. Align what you seek with what they care for and the value you can create for them. Focus on a win-win approach. Number two, build credibility by sharing what you have done and learned. Number three, build trust by sharing your commitment. If you care enough about something, your actions will shine through. Show what you have tried and how you have overcome obstacles. Number four, be specific in your request, but remember that they have no obligation to say yes. Number five, follow up and take the first step in supporting them genuinely without expectations. Communicating your vision and intention can provide the context for a conversation. However, as in any relationship, it is also a two-way exchange. If you pause to reflect, what kind of conversations have you had that led to possibilities being generated? It tends to be those that you enter with a curious and open mindset.
Being curious and having an open mindset. Let us take some time to imagine this. You have just been connected to a mentor, and you really hope your mentor guides you towards career success and growth. Perhaps you might have an idea of what that looks like, and you are seeking validation or support in decision-making. Or perhaps you are uncertain about the different pathways and what to consider. Or perhaps you might not even be sure how to leverage your mentor. What do you say? What do you ask? It is important to stay curious and open-minded, even as you focus on what you hope to get out of the partnership. First, be curious about your intentions. Second, be curious about the person. Here are some questions to think about when we try to be curious about our intentions. Number one, what do you know about the topic? What do you not know? Number two, what is the real challenge? What are you really looking for? Number three, what support are you seeking? And how do we show curiosity about the person? Here are some questions that we can think about. Number one, what might they know about the topic? Number two, what has their experience been like? How did they approach it? Number three, what perspectives and ideas might they have? There may be instances where the conversation goes in an unexpected direction that is different from your initial objectives. Here, it is important to stay open to possibilities and learning. You can start by being curious about the topic or about how the person relates to the topic. To show curiosity about the topic, we can ask questions like, what do you get to learn from this topic? What insights can you draw from this? And how can you connect this with what you know? We can also ask the person, how does this topic mean to him or her who raised it? What support might they be looking for? And how can you contribute or support them?
Being open to support others and be supported describes our journey in Growth Beans. It has helped us to grow as individuals, as an organization, and also the impact that we create. When interacting with others, asking questions, sharing how you have considered the topic, contributing to and inviting perspectives on the topic shows your sincerity and care for both parties' agenda. Do not just listen to what you want to hear. It will make the relationship transactional. Instead, take into consideration the views, ideas, and feelings of the other party. This generates a collaborative spirit of mutuality. Be open to supporting others in what they need without expectations, and be open to step out of your comfort zone and try. Thank you for listening to this podcast session on leveraging networks and relationships for career readiness and success. We hope you found this information helpful, and we wish you the best of luck in your career development and journey. WSG has created many, many resources for job seekers. Check out WSG's Career Grid for more career resources tailored to your career needs. Visit go.gov.sg/careergrid-podcast to start your journey towards a fulfilling career now. This is Samantha and Shane Yen signing off.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode from Workipedia by Workforce Singapore. Stay tuned for more insights and tips on all things career-related. Don't forget to follow Workforce Singapore on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, as well as subscribe to our newsletters and the WSG Jobs and Career Advice Telegram channel for the latest updates from us.